From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of biologist Kathleen Sace, spring used to be a welcome break from the short, dark, wet days of winter, leading to formerly lovely dry summers that didn't last too long, with low humidity and long days. Just enough fog kept temperatures moderate, with an occasional rainstorm to water the land and avoid wildfires. Now, spring is the herald of coming droughts, scorchingly high temperatures, too hot, too dry, and a much longer wildfire season. With life out of sync with climate, in the season formerly known as summer, what's a gardener to do between shifting climate and garden to support wildlife? A key need is for more shade, not from big trees, though this is the best shade if you have trees. Also from new trees, planted to provide dappled shade from hour to hour during full summer in years to come. The best shade tree in my yard is a coast redwood. It's drought tolerant. Its cool shade on a hot summer day is exquisite. I protect pots of new plants and transplants in this tree's shade. In sunny, dry garden spots, which are getting sunnier and drier with each passing year, I look south for chaparral shrubs and other plants that can take drought and heat and still withstand wet winters. Look up into the mountains in the southwest and further south into Mexico and South America, New Zealand, and Australia. Some tough plants are well known: sword fern, salal, evergreen huckleberry, Pacific wax myrtle. From California, we get ceanalthus, coyote bush, and from the southern hemisphere, we get grevillea, that are tough shrubs once established with colorful tubular flowers. Hummingbirds like them too. With a little planning, some moving shade from trees overhead, some readjustments for hotter, drier weather, we can still enjoy our gardens and host local wildlife. And water features for birds, too. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.